The Global Polio Eradication Initiative, launched in 1988, has almost successfully obliterated polio in 45 of the 46 nation sub-Saharan region. But there have been recent reports of outbreaks in Angola, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Chad, Kenya, and Uganda. Custodia Mandlate, the World Health Organization's representative in Zimbabwe, says this is the result of cross-border movement and under immunization in these countries.
The most targeted countries are those in the central part of Africa with high level of unimmunized children, and they are the polio importation belt.
Mandlate says some of the countries where children are under immunized are actually resource rich. But instead of investing the money earned from these resources in children's health, they depend on outside donations.
If you look at Angola, Nigeria, even Chad, you know, they have petrol, diamonds, etc., etc. But they are looking for resources coming from outside.
She added the World Health Organization would engage the leaders of some of these countries to ensure they play their role in having children immunized. The meeting resolved to look into having a regional annual immunization week targeting all vaccine-preventable diseases in children such as measles and tetanus. The World Health Organization's Mandlate noted that campaigns are expensive but necessary if the United Nations Millennium Development Goal to reduce the mortality rate for children under 5 years of age by two-thirds by 2015 is to be achieved. Ishma Fundikwa for VOA News, Harare.